Now, Selina, the reason why I asked you if you would mind sharing with the people what happened with you, because a lot of the people just saw when you fell on the floor and things started happening and they heard a lot of screaming and a lot of yelling, but I don't think they know exactly what was happening. Maybe what we could do first, tell the people, why did you come forward and ask for prayer? What was it that made you come and ask for prayer?
I come forward because I want you to pray for me because I was always get sick and I went to hospital. They did check on me, but they found nothing on me. So I think that I tell Carol that I want to come here because I hear the testimony from the cassette from Fatima. Mm. And I think that God's going to heal me because I was sick and didn't know what to do, who to call, where to go.
Okay, so you had a lot of sicknesses, and you went to the doctors, and they couldn't tell you what was wrong with you. They tried to cure you, but they didn't seem to find the cure for the problems, and it didn't seem to want to go away. All right, and then you listened to a testimony of a lady that we prayed for here, and how the Lord had healed her, and you wanted to come to be prayed for so that God could heal you too.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, now, Selina. Your friend was actually sharing with me something interesting. Can I share with them about the CD?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you would mind. Would you mind sharing with them about the CD? What actually brought Selina here, if you don't mind?
Okay. We take the tapes to work and we just play them in the reception area. And that day we put the tape on. My sister put the tape on and nobody listened to it because we all got busy. But Selina was cleaning in the reception area. And when the tape was finished, she came to me because I've told her before. Because when I take her to church, then if something happens, she doesn't talk. So I said, if something happens, you must tell me. So she came to me and she said, I was cleaning here by the door and my knees went weak and I just wanted to run away and go hide under my blankets. And I thought, yeah, I didn't do anything today. I didn't bless the office. There was nothing happening here today. So I looked around and looked around. My sister said the tape was playing. And it wasn't the Fatima tape, it was one of the others. And then I realized it was the tape. And I told her. And then she came to me, she said she wants Rian to pray for her. Mm. But because she's always wanted me to pray for her. And something's just always stopped me. I bring the oil to work and I put it there and we just never do it. And then the week prior to coming here, Selina was sitting in her room and she was actually going to feed herself and her kids poison. And then we ended up here.
Well, I'm so glad you came here.
Yes.
Amen.
There's that thing there.
All right. Now, Selina, you came forward, you asked us to pray for you.
Yes.
And then I didn't even pray for you. I was still talking to you. And then something happened. What happened?
There was a lady that was in front of me. You were praying for that lady and I feel heat in my feet and I couldn't stand. I just feel like I can run. But Anne was next to me. It was hard for me to run. Then when I just come in front of you, I didn't even want to look at you because I just feel there was something wrong with me. It was hard for me to look at you.
I'm glad there wasn't something wrong with me, eh? You heard it there, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, for those of you that weren't here, this is what happened. I asked her, what do you want me to pray for you about? She said to me, I'm always sick, the doctors can't help me. And I asked her a question. And before she answered my question, her eyes suddenly went very big and she let off this blood-curdling shriek and she started running for the door. And I knew that it was a demon. And I said to the demon, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I bind you and I command you to stop. And then she stopped round about there where that young lady is sitting right now. She sort of froze and then she slowly turned around and then I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command this demon, release this woman and come out of her. And then she fell down on the floor and that's when people started running all over the place because it started getting a little bit hectic here. Now, Selina, we prayed for you. And then the thing came out of you. How did you feel when it came out?
I feel I was relieved. Deep in my heart, there was something that was heavy on me. I wanted to connect with God, but this was heavy on me. But when you pray for me, I did heal. I did feel that that thing was out of me.
Amen. Now, we just heard just now that a week before you came to these meetings, you felt that you wanted to commit suicide, is that right?
Yes.
Why did you want to commit suicide?
I have a lot of problems in my life. So I think that the better thing to do is to kill me and to kill my children, because I don't have anyone to look after my children. I'm struggling in my life.
Now, can I ask you, in this week since that spirit has come out of you, are you feeling different?
Change.
Give the Lord a hand. Come on. Selena, before you go back, we are going to pray with you. I want all of you to stretch out your hands towards this woman. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this dear lady. I thank you, Lord, that in your divine wisdom and in your impeccable timing, you brought her to this church because you wanted to do a miracle in her life. And we honor you for that. And Lord, I thank you that what you have started in her life, you will complete. We bless this woman, Selena, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I bless you with life. I bless you with happiness. And I pray God's peace into your heart in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you.